question. Has anybody ever seen a scary movie? Anybody seen a scary movie? And for those of you who have seen a scary movie, did you remember something about that scary movie that made you feel scared later? Anybody? Okay. So for me, I have seen a few scary movies, but the first one that I can remember was a movie about a horse called The Black Stallion. Did anyone see it? 1979. Oh yeah. And it's a movie about a black horse that's on a ship that's sailing across the ocean, and the ship is in distress and it's starting to sink. And there's this boy who's the last boy who's alive on the ship, and he manages to save the horse as the ship goes down into the deep, wide ocean. And I have to say, when I was 7 and I saw that movie, I remembered that for a very long time, and it made me scared about boats and about the sea for a long, long time. There may be sometimes two times where we have things in our real lives that make us scared, right? Not something that we've seen on TV, but something in our own lives. Like what happened in our reading this morning, we heard about a man who Jesus meets in Luke's gospel. And you may remember that, but I've also put stuff up on the screen so you can see it as well. So, from verses 27 and 28, can someone read what they see on the screen in a very big voice? Thank you, Casey. So I wonder why this man was hiding in the cemetery. Why do you think the man might have been hiding in the cemetery? Judith? You think maybe he was scared? Yeah. He was maybe scared of people. Why do you think he might have been scared of people? That's a really interesting thing that Judith has said. Maybe he'd been bullied. Absolutely. We don't know. We don't know. we know some things about him, right? But we don't know that he had leprosy. Yes, Murray. Why might he have been hiding in the cemetery, Murray? Thank you. So Murray's saying maybe sometimes when people feel different or they think that other people think they're different, they hide away. Yes. Anyone else? Why might the man have been hiding? Sarah. So Sarah wonders if maybe he felt a bit out of control in his life, and so he was hiding out in the cemetery just as a way of looking after himself and maybe looking after others, Sarah, do you think? Yeah. Sharon, did you have something? Yes. So Sherianne is just reminding us that that Luke's gospel tells us that man had demons. He was demon possessed. So he had voices in his head, and maybe he was hiding out to have some quiet, and he's maybe embarrassed, and he doesn't understand. Yeah, he's confused. Marcus, last one. Say that one more time. Yes. Yes. So the demons may have been causing his destruction, right? Yeah. So Luke tells us some things about this man. We know that he had an extraordinary life, and we know that he had a bad life. He had demons in his body, and those demons made him go to bad places. We know that he's living all alone in the cemetery. So if he's living all alone, we're going to take from that he has no friends and he has no family. Or maybe they've turned their backs on him. But anyway, he's all alone. He has no clothes. That means he's naked, right? Why does he have no clothes? Why do you think? I wonder why he might have no clothes. Anyone want to guess? No job, no money. Maybe he has no job. He has no money, Dan. Absolutely. Gavin, no money. Exactly. Those are good. I wondered if someone maybe stole from him. And it says, Luke tells us as well that he's been like this for a really long time. We don't know how long, but a long time. We also know from Luke that this man has been chained up and people are sometimes guarding him. We know those things about this man. And then Jesus comes to town. And Jesus is strong and good. His job is to be our hero, to rescue the world from all the things that trap us, make us sad, make us lonely, make us sick, rescue us from sin. God sent his son, and I'm going to use the paraphrase from the message for this, from John 3:16 and 17. God sent his son, Jesus, so that no one need be destroyed. By believing in Jesus, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. No, Jesus came to help, to put the world right again. So Jesus puts his good power to use, and he uses that power to send the demons away and relieve the man and make things better for the man. What does he do? Well, the first thing he does anyone remember? What's the animal that's involved?
Pigs.
Yes. Jesus sends the demons into pigs that are nibbling in grass nearby. I wonder how you might feel if you were ever lonely. I wonder how you might feel if you had to hide away from other people because you felt ashamed of who you were. I wonder how you might feel if you didn't have any clothes to wear. I wonder how you would feel if all of that extraordinary bad stuff changed for you. Well, in this case with the man, Jesus gets him some clothes. And they get to hang out together, Jesus and the man. They get to spend time together. And when a bunch of people come back to the situation, the scene, the man is peaceful and calm. And guess what? He wants to keep hanging out with Jesus. But Jesus tells him to go and share the good news that he's experienced for himself. And would you show the next slide for me, Echo? So Jesus says to him, return home and tell how much God has done for you. The man who had known so much bad stuff in his life has been sent by Jesus to go and tell everybody he can about the good stuff that God has done in his life. And this man becomes part of the family of God. And this man is just one example that we have in the Bible and in the real world that God does amazing things. God has made each one of us precious, and he loves each one of us, and he wants us to be part of his family. And it doesn't matter if you've had an extraordinarily bad life, or you don't have nice clothes, or you don't have clothes, or you might have thought some bad things or done some bad things. It doesn't matter. Now, who here has decided to follow Jesus in their life? Can you raise your hand if you decided to follow Jesus? Many of us here this morning have. Some of us are still thinking about it. Many of us have decided to follow Jesus, and many of us have also decided to make the step to be baptized. When we're baptized, we're washed in water and given a fresh start and marked with the cross of Christ on our foreheads. Do you know that today, Sunday, there are followers of Jesus meeting all over the world? All over the world meeting to worship him. Some of them may be in bed already because they're part of the world the sun has gone down. And some of the world, they're maybe getting ready still because they're later in the world than us. But do you think that any of those people who are worshiping around the world are better than the other Christians? Do you think that any of those Christians are smarter than the other Christians? Do you think that God loves them any more because they live in a different part of the world? Can you show me the next slide, please, Echo? So I wanted to include the reading that Ben read for us this morning, just a little bit of it. The reading that Ben read is from a letter written to a group of Christians who lived in a place called Galatia. And Paul wrote to them to say that there was no longer Jew or Greek, slaves or free people, male or female. These were all things that divided the world at that time. And they also divided people in the church. It made them mad at each other and made them fight each other. But Paul says that all followers of Jesus are equal. God does not want the things that are in the world that divide us to divide us in his own family. Why? Because regardless of who we are, we can all count on Jesus as our Savior. So what I wanted to do is to wrap up. I'd like us to read what's on the screen together as a prayer and a reminder, okay? So, together. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And can we say amen? Amen.